greeting from Paige Estrotori and Financial Services Online, right here in Australia. It is Tuesday, September 10th, 2024, and it's time for our weekly wrap-up of the top news stories making waves in the insurance industry. First off, we tackle the future of risk with a spotlight on autonomous vehicles. A report from Howden Rhee suggests that the increasing adoption of self-driving cars is not just revolutionizing transportation, but is set to dramatically impact the insurance landscape too. It's a twisty road ahead. As liability moves from the hands of human drivers to software developers and manufacturers, traditional motor insurance might give way to product liability insurance. And when crash assessment involves both a human driver and an autonomous vehicle, expect the incident analysis and claims process to become more complex. Manufacturers and software developers should brace themselves for increased claims that could potentially surge overall cost in claims. By 2030, half of all new vehicles are likely to be electric, and a good number of those will be self-driving. Next, we are shifting gears from autonomous vehicles to cybersecurity. Established Security Leader Coalition has recently launched an innovative entrant in reinsurance, Coalition Re. In collaboration with capacity providers, mainly Aspen, this newcomer intends to offer carriers an insightful look into their cyber risk portfolios. Coalition Re aims to provide specific pricing of non-proportional reinsurance contracts using a bottom-up approach and a suite of risk mitigation tools. In an industry often shrouded in complexity, this is a refreshing change, giving valuable clarity in understanding and managing the ever-present cyber risks. Now on to a cautionary tale from recent headlines. A policyholder parked her car on the street overnight, a usual practice due to her narrow driveway. After a break-in and subsequent car theft, her claim was denied by ESQS due to a specific clause in her policy that doesn't cover vehicles left on the street between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Remember, folks, it's vital to keep your insurance provider in the loop about changes to your parking arrangements. This unfortunate incident is a stark reminder that street parking can elevate theft risks, and failure to communicate such changes can lead to claim rejections. Similarly, another rejected claim showed the boundaries of travel insurance policies. A flight's cancellation led to considerable expenditure for the traveler when the flight crew breached their legal work timing limits. In denying the claim, Lloyd's Australia stated such circumstances were not covered under their policy, which includes disruptions resulting from factors like strikes, riots, or weather, not crew timing issues. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, however, stepped in offering a resolution. They awarded the passenger with $2,000 compensation under a policy clause for delays exceeding 6 hours, indicating a complete denial was unwarranted. That wraps up our insurance industry overview for this week. Remember to stay informed and be proactive with your policies. It pays to know. Until next time, this is Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online, providing key updates to consumers and businesses on top of the insurance industry. If you need any personal or business insurance services, don't hesitate to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay safe, Australia.